Frequent weather updates, vital heat stress information, and tips on coping with the heat. Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. 84 WHAS.
The WHAS Color Radar weather forecast from meteorologist Chuck Taylor. Tonight, humid with scattered thunderstorms and a low of 72. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 88. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low of 70. And on Saturday, partly sunny with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 90. At 11:06, we have cloudy skies and 75 degrees. This is Beth Merrill, News Radio 84 WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Matt's here.
Hello again, everybody. This is Milton Metz at 6.5 minutes after 11 on our third and final hour, and I mean final hour, for Metz Here, our nightly phone-in program, which has been a staple of this station for some 34 years, and I'm going on to a new assignment next week, and so we're saying goodbye to a lot of good old friends who have been calling this program for many years. Lost that call? I thought we had El Governore on there. Okay, let's take another call. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Milton. This is Ken Lindsay.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I thought it was just fitting. I remember, I guess it must have been about 34 years ago, the first time I called Juniper 52385, and I remember the topic that evening so well. It was on federal revenue sharing.
You've got a good memory.
And I just... to use that as an example, I appreciate all that you've contributed in terms of providing information or a forum for people to gather information on issues so they could make better decisions and contact their congressman and what have you. And I appreciate all of that. I appreciate knowing you. I wish you well, as all the other people have said. And I think that you've been a great person. I agree with Tom Dorsey. You've brought us a lot of class, and we appreciate that.
Well, nice of you to say that. Thanks very much.
Well, best wishes for the future.
I'll be seeing you, Ken.
Right.
Is this my old pal, Bill Aldridge?
Yes, it is. How you doing, Milton?
Fine, Bill. We have a long history in broadcasting.
Today. Oh, we go back to Broughton High almost.
Back in Columbus, Ohio State, huh?
Yes, indeed. You know, I just happen to think I've worked a lot of that, the old Juniper 5 and all that through you and screened your programs and so on. But some of the things I remember, do you remember Roy Starkey? We did a show for Bond Bread, and you had a character on that program.
He was the first singing cowboy on this station.
Yes, he
Well,
was.
No, Roy Autry, Gene Autry was first.
Yeah, Gene Autry. This is Roy Starkey. He, remember, he used to do the horse hooves with the shells and so on.
You know, I always thought, Bill, that Wallace Wilkinson sounded like Roy Starkey. Think about that.
I guess he did, maybe.
I think he did. How are you getting along?
Oh, fine. I just celebrated my 81st birthday, so...
Are you still running?
Well, I'm walking now. The doctor thinks it'd be better for me to walk, so...
Well, take care. Bill, I treasure our long friendship, and I thank you for calling.
All right, and I want to listen to your commentaries and give my love to Mimi.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay, bye-bye.
Best to you. Bye.
You bet.
Wasn't that nice? I worked with him from Ohio State University to here. Oh, we've got the governor?
Hey, Milton Metz?
Brereton, what are you doing up this late?
By golly, I stayed up this late so I could talk to you.
I appreciate that. How are you, Governor?
I couldn't be better, and I just want to join your legion of admirers and tell you what a fabulous guy you are, what a wonderful program you've had for so many years, and I know you're going to continue to have wonderful programs on the daytime schedule, but you're very special, Milton, and I think this is a good time for those who feel that way to call up and tell you so.
Well, it's going to be nice for me. I'll be off evenings. I would be untruthful if I said I wouldn't miss this program, but it's going to be a new challenge for me, and I look forward to it.
Well, I can honestly say that there's nobody I know of in the entire Commonwealth of Kentucky that has the respect of more people than you do, and I'm just glad you didn't decide to run for governor in this last election, or I wouldn't be sitting in Frankfort in the governor's mansion right
well,
now.
Listen, if I... take your name in vain in my commentaries, you won't get mad now, will you?
Absolutely not. Matter of fact, I expect that. But I wanted to invite you to tomorrow at 10:45. We're going to have a very special press conference. in the Capitol Rotunda, and we're going to make a little history.
We're going to be there.
Are you going to be there?
Wild animals wouldn't keep me awake.
Hey, that's fabulous.
My wife Mimi and I will be up there at the Rotunda for this historic event.
Well, Libby and I will both be looking for you.
How is Libby?
But you've got to make me a promise.
What?
And that is that you don't bring Rush Limbaugh with you.
I'm going to bring Mimi Metz with me.
Good. That's much better.
I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Okay.
I really am because it is a historic event and I want to be a part of it.
Thanks, Milton.
Thank you, Governor.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Wasn't that nice? Governor Brereton Jones calling me, and I appreciate that. Let's go to Atlantic Beach, North Carolina. Penny, is that you?
Yes, certainly is, Milton.
How do you like following the governor of the state on?
I think that's pretty nice. I didn't know which order I was going to come in, but I think that's probably the best I could have done, right?
You couldn't do better than
that. I couldn't do any better.
Well,
than that.
President Clinton, but he's got other fish to fry.
Right. He's touring the flood damage, unfortunately, I'm afraid.
How are things on the Atlantic seaboard?
Well, it finally rained, so we've got a little moisture for North Carolina, and I hope that bodes well for the rest of the country. Maybe it'll come here and leave the Mississippi. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would. Those people have suffered enough, I think.
They certainly have. But you know what? We're going to suffer a little, too, not having you on the radio anymore late at night. I don't know what we're all going
to
do.
Well, you and Bernie can have me over to the house now, and I won't have to leave before dessert.
Okay, and Miriam won't have to cook, and this will be good. This will be good. We're really looking forward to seeing more of you, as word goes. But I know that after listening to a few of the comments tonight on the telephone, because we can't seem to drum up the station tonight on the radio, and that maybe because there are so many storms.
Well, was the line open? Could you hear Brereton Jones while...
Perfectly. I've heard the last several calls perfectly, and they've said so many nice things. I couldn't add anything any better, but except that we love you and look forward to whatever you're going to do in the daytime, too.
I count on the Weisskopfs. Yeah. You and Bernie are dear, dear friends.
Well, we feel the same way about you and Miriam.
See you when you come back.
Okay, great.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye, Penny.
Bye.
Hello, Gene.
Hi, Milton.
Is this Gene Kaler?
It certainly is.
I have a sexual question I want to ask you.
You'll have to do it in private, Milton.
All right, Gene. How are you?
Just fine. I just wanted to call you and tell you how much I have appreciated what you stood for over the years, how much I admire and respect your style, and we just don't seem to see that in the media very much anymore, and I think you're someone that will always remember that brought a lot of respect and grace to this kind of broadcasting.
I've always felt a very close kinship with you. I think we brought a difficult subject of sex and sexuality to a medium that doesn't always handle it gracefully, and I treasure those times.
Well, you know, Milton, I've had the chance to talk to a number of people off the air who have been greatly helped by the kinds of topics that you were willing to put on the air, and I could just tell you from my own perspective as a sex therapist that many, many people benefited, many families benefited from the information that you were willing to put on the air, and I'm very grateful for that.
And I think the management was pretty enlightened about letting us talk rather graphically, but we never said anything that we regretted, I think.
We always had the intention of helping people, that's for sure.
I think, you know, in this, I'm going to be doing a special a month, and you and I have talked about it. We've never done a sex therapy program, sex information program in the daytime,
right.
And you've consented to do it, and this fall perhaps we'll do one together.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I don't ever want you to forget the time that you and I both broke up on the air.
It's engraved in my memory.
Mine too.
Thank you very much.
Well, Steve, I'll look forward to hearing you in your new role.
Good-o.
Okay, bye.
Thanks a million. Say hello to Steve.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gene Kaler, one of my best guests and longtime friends. This is Betts. Listen, my wife and I are leading a group to Hawaii on September 5th, and if you're interested, a lot of WHS listeners are going, and there's still some room, so call the agency that's handling it, the travel agency, International Tours, one of the best around, tomorrow at 425-4464 for details. Be right back.
The red hot summer is underway. 84 WHAS has thousands of dollars in free money. And a 1993 Pontiac Firebird, the hottest car this summer, up for grabs. Pick up your 84 WHAS bumper sticker at any Kentuckiana Pontiac pack dealer. Display it on your car and listen for your license plate number on 84 WHAS. When you hear it, call back to win. And listen for bonus opportunities to become a finalist when our radio lotto machine visits one of the Pontiac dealers in Kentuckiana.
Stay tuned.
We'll announce another winning license plate number soon on 84 WHAS.
If you're out to drive home a bargain on a top-quality used car, make the Courtesy Connection at Courtesy Cadillac and Sam Swope Infinity Used Cars in the Swope Auto Center on Hurstbourne Parkway. Right now, choose from one of the area's best selections of late-model, low-mileage used vehicles, all bargain-priced for this sales event. Want proof? How about a 92 Cadillac Sedan DeVille, stock number F042, reduced to only $21,993, or a 91 Seville Sedan, stock number 8063, reduced to $21,493. Drive the luxury of a 91 Infiniti Q45 that sold new for over $39,000 for only $26,993. Ask for stock number 8023. And shop a 91 Lincoln Continental stock number 8091 for only $16,893. There's lots more bargains like these, and they're all backed by Courtesy Cadillac's no-risk buying guarantee. If you're not satisfied with your purchase, return it within 30 days or 1,500 miles and get your money back. You can't lose. It's all part of your used car connection. From Courtesy Cadillac and Sam Swope Infinity at the Swope Auto Center on Hurstbourne Parkway.
84 WHAS.
A pulsating spray of gasoline is projected through an opening no bigger than the head of a pin. Your fuel injectors. In here, even a speck of dirt can bring your car to its knees. May we suggest Chevron gasolines with Tecraline? They keep fuel injectors very clean. You get through the traffic, we'll get the gas through the injectors. Chevron, simply smarter.
This is Governor Brereton Jones. Test the endurance of body and spirit Saturday, August the 7th at E.P. Tom Sawyer State Park near Louisville. It's the 13th annual Sawyer Triathlon. Swimming, bicycling, and running skills are challenged in 7 different age categories with awards given. That's the Sawyer Triathlon. Call 502-426-8950.
WHAS Color Radar weather from meteorologist Chuck Taylor. Take a big piece. Tonight, humid with scattered thunderstorms, lows near 72. We've got this lovely chocolate cake. It says, what does it say? Congratulations, Milton. Get a day job. That's what I'm going to have. Tomorrow for Louisville, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs near 88. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. Saturday for Louisville and vicinity, partly sunny with scattered thunderstorms, highs near 90. It's cloudy, 74 degrees. El Mezzo is with you. And Joe Elliott, is that you on the line?
Milton, how are you tonight?
Joe, I couldn't be better, and nobody knows talk shows better than you do.
Well, Milton, I couldn't let the night go by without just taking a moment to do a couple of things. One, to thank you for all of your warmth and friendship that you've extended to me over the past few years, and the help that you've given to me in the time that I've had the pleasure to sit in for you on vacations and holidays and those type of things. And also to agree with something that Dr. Kaler said a moment ago in part, in these days of let's light it up, talk hosts, the pressure is to, you've got to make it sizzle and all that kind of stuff, and your fairness and even-handedness is something that is absolutely appreciated and will really be missed on this radio.
You say some more, Joe, I'm not going to go.
Well, I'd talk all night if we could get you to stay.
I thank you very much, and I'll be seeing you, and I know you've got some plans for your future here at the station. Thanks very much, Joe.
I look forward to it, Milton. Have a piece of cake for me.
I'll do. See you soon.
Okay, pal.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Joe Elliott, one of our good talk show hosts here and a dear friend. Jeffersonville, Indiana. Hello, Beanie. Are you there? No, we've got, who's this, Chuck?
Yeah, Milton.
I've compressed the wrong button, sorry.
We're calling here in Martinsburg, West Virginia this evening. I've talked with you several times. I'm the blind gentleman, used to listen to you when you read Newsweek, and
oh yeah,
I really have enjoyed your program. One thing about you that I've always liked is that you speak for America, and that you ask the kind of questions when you interview people or when people call in that we, the Americans, we ourselves would ask. And that's, you can, you know, Larry King and all of them are wonderful, but you are the interviewer, and I think the best.
Well, you're just terrific to say that. There are a lot of guys out there. They don't know us, you know. They know us in the mid America, but L.A. and Chicago and Miami and New York, they don't give us much.
No, and you're able to bring you bring home the answers to questions that you're able to talk with the people and get them to, and since you're such a wonderful interviewer, talk with them. And they feel relaxed talking with you, as I do now.
Well, I've liked it. I guess I couldn't do it if I didn't like it. And I appreciate what you said, Chuck. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Beanie, you're on.
Hello, Milton.
How are you?
I just wanted to take a time just to thank you on behalf of all the truck drivers and bus drivers, because we don't always get a chance to stop and call in when you got some kind of interesting topic on. But as growing up in the West End, my uncle used to pick me up at the bowling alley or Western Lanes, and it was kind of comical because I would say, hey, let's put on some rock and roll. Now that I'm older, I would turn your show on, and my son's like, come on, Dad, turn on something else. And he's listening now, and it's just a shame that when he grows up and gets as old as I am, he won't have you to listen to. But
well, it's company. I like to hear talk when I'm in the car by myself.
Yeah. Well, I do a lot of stuff on the road, and I meet a lot of neat people with my job. I drive a tour bus, and I had the opportunity of meeting Governor Jones and John Y. Brown when Mr. Clinton came in, now the president. And I've never had the opportunity to have my picture made with you or even shake your hand, so hopefully in the near future I'll have that opportunity. And
it'll be my pleasure. You stop by. We're downtown.
Okay, but again, on behalf of all the truck drivers and bus drivers, we appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you, Beanie.
We'll see you, Milton.
Good luck. Our numbers are 571-8484 or long distance 1-800-444-8484. I'll be here till 12 midnight. My name is Milton Metz, and if the program sounds curious to you, it's just that a lot of people who have called me on this long-running program, probably the longest-running phone-in show in America, are calling to wish me well. I'm going to a new daytime assignment, and we're not saying goodbye. We're just saying au revoir and talking to a lot of nice people who are calling. Hello, Ted.
Well, hello, buddy. I think we went down this road about 2 or 3 weeks ago, didn't we?
Teddy, how are you?
Just fine.
Yes, you did. We talked. You can only say, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was sitting back remembering not just this, but you know, omelet and where the weather bean points at dinner time, what the temperature is in Caribou, Maine, and all that fun stuff.
That's right.
And it would have been, it will be. 30 years in October since you were in the assembly hall of the old third floor assembly hall of the old Costigan building. You and Randy Atcher were two of the last outside guests to work that hall.
Holy smokes. Is that... Where is the Costigan building?
Well, you know, the old building with the dome on top down on Frankfort Avenue.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
That was what it was called, the Costigan building.
I never knew that, Ted.
Just a couple of questions, quick ones. First of all, something the guy said about reading Newsweek a minute ago. Will there be more time for APH now? We haven't heard much from you lately.
I don't know. I don't know whether I'll go back to the American Printing House. I've talked to Tuck Tinsley from time to time and always wish them well because they did such a wonderful job for the Sightless. But I'm going to see how I work into the new schedule before I make any real solid plans.
Don't blame you. Also, hearing from the guy on the controls a minute ago reminded me, you know, we've had several people on the switchboard over the years, but what has become of Ray Philpott?
Ray, I think, retired from, he had this and several other jobs. I have not seen him for a long time, but Ray was a loyal operator of this program for a long time. I don't know what he's doing now.
Well, who knows? Before midnight, you may hear from him.
Who knows? I wish you well, Ted. You can count on that.
You take care now.
Bye-bye.
Catch you later.
Be in touch, Ted.
Okay.
Bye. Sandy Hensley.
Hi. How are you doing, Mr. Metz?
Is this one of the great tennis pros of our time?
Well, if you say so.
I am having such trouble with my backhand and my serve. I need a psychiatrist.
Well, you come to me, I will take care of it.
I don't have any power in my backhand.
I can fix that for you, too.
Don't say it lightly. I'm going to take you up on it.
Well, please do come see me. You know where to find me.
Okay, kid.
I'm just calling to say congratulations on 34 years on the radio and to say that I feel like I've grown up with you. I first saw you doing the weather on television, and I remember the Caribou, Maine, and you writing the numbers and all that. And it just was, has been wonderful to grow up with you. You're really part of my life and part of my husband's life. And you have presented yourself in a very gentle and classy manner on the radio all these years, and we've spent many hours with you and have enjoyed it, and you've been a great service not only to Louisville and Kentucky, but I think to the entire nation.
Well, you're one of those people, you know, that, who you and I recognize each other when we see each other. We're friends.
That's true.
And you said on the air, am I nice off the air?
Absolutely, absolutely. Just as charming and gentle and
keep
classy.
It up. That's it. Keep it up there.
Just wonderful. Always enjoy talking with you, and you're always the gentleman and a very class act, no
Listen,
matter where you are.
Sandy, very much do I appreciate it. And I'll see you shortly on the courts.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Thank you for calling me.
Bye-bye.
It's 11:27. I'll be here until 12 midnight. I know the lines have been clogged up, and I'm grateful for that. I can't apologize for that so many people want to wish me well in my new daytime job doing commentaries. We have two phone numbers, and I hope that we can get everybody in who wants to. If you're a local caller, the number is 571-8484. Long distance, 1-800-444-8484. Speaking about numbers, I want to give you the travel agency number if you're interested in going to Hawaii on an escorted trip by a professional. My wife and I are taking a group of WHS listeners to Hawaii on September 5th for 10 days. And if you're interested, the number to call tomorrow is at International Tours. They're making the travel arrangement at the following number, 425-4464. They're one of their offices on Shelbyville Road. International Tours, 425-4464.